something went on here, something went on there. And
this time on TNT.
Well, buds, I won't lie. It's a busy day around the Torrens Ranch.
We have media morning, a little radio fun.
And who are Don Baylor and Dennis Ditcherson? You'll find out, because it's all coming up right now on TNT.
It's a nice Sunday morning here today on the Media Metro show, where we like to find out what the favorite thing that you're doing in the world of media is. Media Metro show right now. We're going to go right to the phone lines. I think I'm going to start it out today with, what's your favorite television show? We have Wayne Swetsky from Peterborough. Are you there, Wayne?
Yeah, it's actually my stage name.
Oh, yeah?
Wayne Swetsky, yeah. I'm a peeler.
Oh, a dancer, are you?
Yeah. Erotic dancer. I do erotically charged dances around the Peterborough area.
Well, that's fantastic.
Under the handle, Wayne Swetsky.
Wayne Swetsky. Well, you might as well give your number or whatever page you have listed on the show if you want to give yourself a little plug.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. It's 1-800. Two hands, boys.
All right. Okay. Hey.
Yeah, and that's boys with a Z, eh?
Oh, okay. We got that right there.
And we'll throw that up on the...
We'll throw that up on the webpage.
And there's no A in hands. It's 1-800-2-HND-SZBYZ. Two hands, boys. As in, like, well, two hands fantastic. On the stick.
I understand that. That's great.
Yeah. Wayne Swetsky. So, it's like Wayne Gretzky, but I do erotically charged dancing, so it's sweaty.
I figured as much.
Yeah. It was either that or Ted dancing, and I was kind of going to do a Cheers thing.
That's good. I like that. Would be pretty good, too.
Woody, right?
Yeah. And you don't want any issues with the big television network coming after you.
Right. And then, like, you don't want to be Norm in that area. So it was just a whole... I decided not to do it.
Yeah, you don't want to be...
I wanted to be Shelley Long, not Norm. You know what I mean?
Georgie went there.
Yeah.
He was quite a character. So anyway, Wayne, actually, this probably leads me
into... Shelley Long. Shelley Long.
I was going to ask you what your favorite television show was, but I'm going to guess it's Cheers.
It is Cheers, yeah.
So Cheers was your show.
Yeah. You know, there was a Shelley Long was on that show, Cheers.
I remember that, yeah.
With Ted Danson.
Yeah, and the Woody Harrelson, what was his name on the show?
Come to think of it, a whole vaudeville touring show of Cheers, but with the erotically charged dancing.
Well, you
have Ted Danson, you have Woody, and you have Shelley Long, Norm.
And then
Quiff?
George and the guy who was the dog in Toy Story, too, with Ratzenberger.
Oh, yeah, right, John Ratzenberger.
But I mean,
hanging
Woody
a Ratzenberger.
They really played the Woody character to be really kind of dumb, and I believe that was solidified throughout the first few seasons. But then all of a sudden, remember he was pretending he was Mark Twain, just doing monologues. Do you remember that? I wonder if that was just an ego thing with the show, where he wanted to look more intelligent.
Well, interesting.
For the populace.
I'm going to tell you something that I heard recently. And it's that the character was named Woody before Woody auditioned for it.
Is that true?
And then he auditioned for the character of Woody. Imagine that, as a Woody. And then
that's unbelievable.
He got the role of Woody.
Well, Wayne, thanks for coming on the show, and we'll have a great night and good luck with the next show that you're doing, performance.
Two Hands Boys.
Yeah, the Two Hands Boys.
So I was trying to make it sound kind of dirty, like two hands on the stick, but it ran out of numbers because there's only so many. You got 1-800. You have to use those numbers. And then I only had seven kind of numbers to play with.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear you. Okay, thanks for calling.
You know what I should have called it?
Oh, what's that?
1-800-GREAT-1. Because that would have been, I could have been done like GR, the number 8. There's my first and three. We all- And then T-O-N-E, great one.
We all know Gretz had a great set of hands as well, so that's kind of a given.
Well, rumor around Peterborough is that Sweat's hands are pretty slick, too. He has slick mitts.
Okay.
Merry well, slick
you
mitts.
Know what? Thanks for calling in, Wayne. We're going to have to go back to the phone lines, give another call out. Media Metro. Let's change it up a little bit. What's your favorite movie? Gonna go to the lines here. We have we got some crazy names tonight here. I don't know what's going on. Ron Jones, not the singer, literally says that. Ron Jones, not the singer. I don't know a Ron Jones singer, but anyway, Ron, you're here calling in from Aurelia.
Yeah, Ron Jones, my friends call me Rojo, and I bet you can guess what my favorite movie is. It's Rojo Cop.
Okay, well,
yeah.
So is that why I don't know a singer named Ron Jones?
I'll be honest with you. It's not that's just another nickname people have for me, but I perform under the name Wayne Swetsky. It's me calling again.
Oh no!
Yeah, yeah. I have a cell phone and I have a landline. So first I called you from the landline, and then I called you from the cell phone because I just wanted to plug my show this weekend called Puck Yeah. It's at the Peterborough Center for the Performing Arts. And, you know, there's some vaudeville, there's some bit of magic, and then, but mostly it's erotically charged dancing.
That's amazing. So I just wanted to step back for a second. I assume maybe you mean Tom Jones? Is that what you were saying?
Like Tojo. Tojo. Yeah. This is Rojo, though. This is Ron Jones.
Ron Jones. Okay. Yeah.
You know the singer Ron Jones from Cleveland? You don't know him.
No, I don't.
I
do
get
know
confused with him all the time. People look at my driver's Tom license Jones. And they're like, "Are you're not the Ron Jones?" I'm like, "No, well, I am a Ron Jones, but I'm not the one," you know?
Understandably. So okay, you plugged your show.
I did, yeah.
We got that. I was is there anything else going that you want to tell the people, Ron?
Well, I have I've introduced a female dancer into my Wayne Swetsky show. Her name is, unsurprisingly, Annette.
Annette?
Yeah, wait.
Just one.
Well, it's because, you know, name, if Annette? There's one thing Wayne Swetsky likes, it's Annette.
Oh, crikey. That's, yeah. Wow, you got me there. That is really a deep one right there.
Anyway, Wayne Swetsky, and watch for my holiday special, Merry Sick Mitts. I mentioned that. And anyway... it's gonna be a great time, a great one.
You know what? I wish you the best, and Wayne, Ron, whoever you want to be.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling into the show.
Yeah. Go Pete's.
Absolutely. Always. Yep. All right, we're gonna hit the phone lines one more time. Make sure the producer Jed, could you make sure you get a different number now? Is that okay? So we're going to go back to the phone lines. I mean, they're lit up. There's 8 of 8 red lights in front of my eyes right now. So I'm going to go with this one here. It says it's Robideau. Come on. Robideau from Kitchener. You're on the air.
Hello.
With Metro Morning. How are you, bro?
No, it's still me. I didn't hang up yet.
Oh, for crying out loud.
But I'll talk to you guys
later.
How
many phones do you have?
No, it's the same phone. I wasn't sure if I hung up or you guys hang up or how that works. And I wasn't sure if I should stay on because, you know, the guy takes my number down and I get a prize.
Maybe you should pick up the phone first and figure it out. It's not him.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I got 7 pieces of media to go through in the next hour.
Okay,
and
anyway.
So far, we've wasted this whole thing with two hands.
Should I hang up or you hang up or how does that part work?
Well, I mean, unless you have something else to say for the show, a Metro.
Well, just again, it's Wayne Swetsky, me and my partner, Annette, are performing this weekend at the Peterborough Center for the Arts. And mostly it's erotically charged dancing. But yeah, that's all. I think I covered all that.
Perhaps you could give us your favorite movie since we're trying to, you know, move things along with what the show actually is. Media Metro.
Also, I have a very attractive man that dances with me, Rocket Richard. Okay. But he goes by the name Rocket Dickhard. That's his handle.
That's
favorite movie, Youngblood.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Anyway, thank you. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Okay. How come it's he's still on the line? Are you still there?
Who's that? Me? Yeah.
Oh yeah. See, Jed, what the hell's going on? Can you not get him off of the line here?
Oh, is that Cheddar? Is that Ched?
How do you have control of every channel on the board here?
I don't know.
Pressing on this one.
Are you there?
Nothing happens.
Can I ask you guys to hang up? You guys hang up first. You hang up first. I like this guy. I like this dude.
Wayne Swetsky taking over the phone lines.
Well, here's how it happened. You said, are you Gino Retta, meaning ready, via text, which is a great, like, by the way, are you Gino, is a thing that people should say. Gino, am I Gino? Yeah, Gino Retta.
Are you Retta?
And then I said, I need 4 more minutes, and you said, no, Swetsky. And I was like, Wayne Swetsky? How have we never used that name? And there you go.
There it is. It's born.
Whoop, there it is.
Little back and forth texts.
What's going on, Budski?
Enjoying the final warmth weather here. They've got the buds are in the trees. And you know what I mean? It's warm. There's no snow anymore. So it's actually like taking walk weather.
You people don't have spring. What I remember that. It goes from minus two to 27.
It's boom, and then it's just, Well, yeah. I think it's not exactly hot. It's probably like 13 to 15 degrees, but that's fine.
We'll take it.
Deal with that. And it's sunny, which is even better.
Heck yeah.
So that's what's going on here. We got the kids are chilling out on a Saturday.
Nice.
Enjoying the long sleep-ins, because it's teenage boys. That's what they do, is sleep it up.
They're also putting in the night shift, right? What time is everybody up till, like, 3?
Well, no, not really. Maybe, like, Jack shuts it down around 1 or so. John likes to stay up maybe till 3, but he sleeps a long time.
Doing what? Talking is he gaming? Is he watching the Bleu Nuit? Or what, what are they doing?
He doesn't game, really. Jack does a little bit. John usually is like chatting with his friends and playing different kinds of games with his friends.
Chatting on what? How do they chat?
I don't know. Either they go to a game site and talk together on there. Like Jack talks to his friends when he's playing a game online. Like headphones.
Like, can I ask a grampy question?
What?
Do they chat on Snapchat, or that's not really what it's for? Like, I know the concept of Snapchat, but is that how they hang?
Well, I think not really. Like, unless you're FaceTiming, like, I'm sure there must be, like, you know, Facebook and Instagram, you can FaceTime each other, so it's probably either that or audio calls. But in terms of platform, I don't know what the hell they're on. Like, Jack plays online games, so it depends on the game he's playing. So whenever you're playing that game, you're with your group of friends,
right?
On audio.
That's bananas.
It's really the new socializing, you know. And then they also go out together, like dropping them off, and 10 of them go to the movies. Like, it's at that stage too. So it's cool, man. It's fun to see teenagers growing up and having fun with their buddies.
Man, I loved going to the movies. The movies was a great hang. And it when was, yeah. a big group of people went, and maybe that special someone you're kind of interested in was there, yeah. like it's kind of fun, and maybe you sit beside well, each other, the, maybe you don't.
Yeah, all the friends in that's usually it's a big circle of people. So yeah, it's amazing, and that's it's almost like the whole class hanging out. You know what I mean? And John and Jack have been with the same students since kindergarten.
Great.
And Annalise is doing the same thing. She went to Wonderland on the opening weekend with her friends.
Amazing.
She's going over to her friends today. Like she's by taking the leap of faith to try and go to grade six on her own in a new neighborhood. And it was pretty brave of her to do it, but it's really worked out because she still has her friends from her old school and all the friends from her new school. So it's awesome.
So she's found her people at the new school.
Totally.
Great. Right.
Yeah, that's the hang is on. They're chilling. They're having a great time. They're great, great folks.
Especially the last couple of years, you realize how important the class is. Because I know, yeah. well, I'm sure you did too. Some years you have a great class and it just gels, and some years you don't. Let's take a quick break, bud.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. No problem.
Be right back, Skate.
Hey, bud.
Yeah?
So, remember this jam from 1991, the Enigma jam off the top that opened up the Metro Morning was a 91 jam too. But
that was Enigma? Like the Gregorian chants yeah. had a weird moment yeah, there yeah. for a bit. Yeah. What's for this sure. 91 jam? I'm going to so be like Babe just Ruth. I'm pointing to the rafters. I know it. Even before you play it.
Oh,
I know
I'm sure
it.
You know it. And I want to tell you what it is before I play it. Okay. Just because it's just so classic. It's OPP by Naughty by Nature.
Yeah.
But just listen to the first line that the guy throws out
okay.
in this song. Okay. Day, drop a load on him.
What?
Like, isn't that a ridiculous thing to throw out the first line? Drop what? A load on him. Listen.
That can't mean what we think it means.
Well, come on, it's still a classic. One more time, just to make sure I'm not nuts. It is definitely, that's the line. Yeah, it's
come
even
on.
In the it's in the lyrics. Like, Dave, drop a load on him.
Dave, drop a load on him.
Yeah, whoever's about to rock it is Dave.
Wow,
here.
There it is. Dave, drop a load on him. Wait, who's Dave?
Oh, sorry. Go one more time. Anyway.
Who's it's Dave classic. And what kind of load is it?
Well, it's just the first verse, right? But man, that's pretty classic way to throw the songs, get things started.
But this is, okay, just so
especially
you know.
Especially for like mainstream pop radio, like hearing that, it's just, it's pretty funny.
Just so you know, it's, according to the internet service, it's drop a load on M, apostrophe E-M, like them.
Yeah,
so
even
plural.
Better.
It's not
even
it's
more
not
funny.
Him.
No,
but
yeah, of
Dave,
course it's them.
Is Dave... Is Dave the DJ? Like, does load mean,
no,
like,
Dave is,
drop the beat?
Dave, raps the first verse. That's, right? That's
okay, but throw, it, like, it's, a, like, it's a curious it's, rallying cry.
I know.
what an odd choice.
And it's classic, like, original styles. It's like, his stage name is Dave.
I couldn't help but thinking, you know, I've told you the girls are into Michael Jackson, and they did Smooth Criminal for the school talent show, and it's coming together, yeah. and they're really into him. And I can't remember, maybe it was a thing at the time, but dung, 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 dung. The first lyric is, your butt is mine.
Oh,
why
yeah.
did people jump all over that?
Well, because it's more about fighting, right?
Well, I know,
like,
but it's
old,
an,
your
again,
ass is grass.
Again, a curious way of expressing yeah. that sentiment.
Well, I don't know, man. That, I mean, your butt is mine. You're, that was pretty famously known for fighting. I mean, drop a load on him, though. No? Like, that's like, drop a load. Like, okay. That's not, you wouldn't say that at a ball game or something.
No, I suppose you wouldn't. I mean, you could.
Like, it's a bit of a difference.
Let's go, Damo. Drop a load on him, bud.
Yeah, like, come on.
Someone's at bat.
Right? Come on, we're going to kick these guys' asses. Let's go. Every day you hear that.
Yeah.
But come on, let's drop a load on them, boys.
I know, but you never hear like, hey, Corby, your butt is mine, man. Let's go.
Well, you might when you're like, don't want to swear. And you're like, you know, super square dude throwing out the chirps. For sure they would try that one. But they wouldn't be like,
drop a load on my baby!
Dropping loads. Come on, let's drop some loads.
Anyway, I wonder what it meant back in the proverbial day.
Well, this was just like a heavy verse, I guess, but it's pretty funny.
I know, like my thought was, is it like lead, like a bullet, but it's not, it's load.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. What other 91 jams are there? By the way, OPP... Oh. Do you know what it stands for?
I don't know. No idea.
Well, I know what I always heard it stood for.
What?
Other people's, you know.
Problems?
No.
Penises?
No. It's a,
Kitty cats?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So what's OPP and why are people down with it? Unsurprisingly, there is a Reddit column all about it.
Yeah, see, I never put two and two together enough on that one.
Yeah. The song is about cheating. If you're down with OPP, it means you're willing to cheat on your boyfriend or girlfriend. This is what it says on the internet. Not exactly family values, but it's presented in a fun and clever way. Everything I do it for you.
Do you, though?
This song is like one of those...
Waking up the neighbors with the O-U-R-S. Like, fuck you guys, we're going...
Yeah. This song is like the that therapist, the radio therapist who plays slow jams. And she's like, well, Katie, I hope the future is brighter for you. I'm going to play this song for you. It's Bryan Adams.
Oh, man.
Everything
in
I do.
A therapy session, that happens?
No, there's a radio host.
Oh, yeah, they'll play
Delilah,
songs for
that's it.
Yeah.
And she plays jams like that for people to make them feel better in their feelings.
Gotcha. So everybody can do the, like, Dwight in the office crying to Everybody Hurts in his car.
Where was that? That song was in a movie soundtrack, right?
Yeah, Robin Hood.
Yeah, right.
Remember the big Kevin Costner where he's like speaking English accent and then just for halfway through he stops?
Yeah. Joy, pipe down, bud. Happy you pipe down too, bud.
Give me a pint, mate. And then halfway through he's like, what are you going to do?
So Joy barks when there are people on the road and then Happy barks at Joy.
So it's not, those aren't Happy barks. Those are like, who's that?
Well, Happy can't see what Joy's barking at. So Joy's like, bark, bark, bark. And Happy's like, what? 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 All right, bud. Give me 5 seconds. I'm closing the blinds.
Yeah, that's fine.
Talk to the people for 5 seconds.
Yeah, no problem. I'm just appreciating the difference in the barks, like the low and the high. It's like kind of like a band. Yeah. Happy's classic. Those kind of dogs, the way they're looking around and they look so like they just almost they have those faces where it just looks like they're like maybe gonna fall over if they jump too high or just like a slight.
Well, her
they're just so fragile. Their faces are so funny looking.
I know, but she's also pure muscle.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
So if maybe she's walking and she stops, she's so kind of top heavy and like barrel chested.
She'll go forward.
She'll pop a wheelie, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. They flip over easy.
And sometimes when she's eating, she even like pops a wheelie.
Yeah, and then it falls into the pool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny. And then when you pick them up sideways, they roll over easy because they're like a boat that the ballast is all screwed up or too high up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she's very disproportionate, but it's kind of endearing.
Does she stay away from the water?
Yeah, so far.
Yeah.
Because they love water, but they're not good swimmers.
Yeah, they're because the top heavy, they probably start twisting around when they're going.
But you can get life jackets for them, so I think we're going to have to get a life jacket for her this summer. That's the best. Yeah.
But Joy just jumps right in there?
No. Strangely. No,
doesn't like it either, eh?
No, they're a water breed, and they're supposed to, but she does. Yeah. She has no interest in water, either at the lake or the beach or the pool.
Interesting.
Yeah, not feeling it. What other 91 jams you got there? I'm so into this era.
Like water. Okay, we got, remember this one? By the Divinals.
I touched myself.
Yeah.
Great chorus.
Happy's okay, bud.
Kicks off with the chorus.
What do you call that? There's a weird, like, key change or unexpected ramp up in the intro, right?
Well, it just goes right to the chorus. There's no verse, right? Oh no, this could be the chorus.
That's what I thought.
So
the
it
chorus
just goes
was.
Right to the goes right to the pre-chorus. I remember this song. Let's see what happens here. Yeah, because this
classic.
No, here's the real verse, the first verse. This, that's what it does. Goes right to the pre-chorus, so it's like that's probably the A&R guy going, "I want to hear right this song right off the bat. Hit me."
That's very unorthodox. What's another song that goes right into the chorus or the pre-chorus out of the gate?
I don't know.
Flagrant disregard.
It happens a
structure.
Lot. For,
does it?
I think this one does. Remember this one?
Unbelievable by EMF.
Yeah. British punk rock pop, right?
I loved this song so much. I was working at the Boardwalk in Cavendish.
What were you doing, selling ice cream?
No, I was selling t-shirts at Christopher's Beach Club on the Cavendish Boardwalk. And at night, I was hosting karaoke at Thirsty's Roadhouse, which is now a Chinese restaurant called The Board W-O-K.
This is like R.J. Logan days for me.
Is it?
Yeah, 90, 91.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
Living in Weston Road, just south of Finch.
Paradise Towers.
Go Paradise Towers.
I have a list of songs that start with the chorus, and there's some good ones.
Oh, okay.
You ready?
You have a list of jams. Okay, here go.
All right, I just died in your eyes tonight. That's one.
Yeah.
Now I've had the time of my life. Yep.
But it starts off quiet, though.
No one knew.
It's the same.
Been.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a jam, though. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
Sure.
That song can either be a real mood setter, or I find it annoying and lengthy. Like, you either settle in for the,
That was the birth of the Superman's Dead pre-chorus.
What was?
Where Rain kind of ripped that vocal pattern
deliberately.
Superman's Dead does the same thing, but I decided the drums would be cooler if the drums even go with it too, so then it really messes things up a bit.
Did you willingly and knowingly rip it, Or you realize in hindsight, yeah, no, like, oh, you know what, like, that kind of sounds like.
Totally. He did. And I remember hearing it for the first time. Of like the demo with that just vocal part that kind of kept going. And I was like, well, that's cool. But I think it would be cool if the drums followed it.
And it was.
Yeah. Well, it just gave it just more movement where it takes it there and takes your mind away from the normal tempo that you've been set up to be used to.
This is going to blow your mind, the number of songs that start with the chorus. Maybe not your mind, but mine.
Okay.
Baby, I need your loving.
Yeah, sure. I mean, these songs, like, I can't even tell you the verse because it's like, that's why it starts with the chorus.
She's a brick. House.
You know what I mean? Like, it's probably the artist realizing, like, this is definitely so strong that to go to the verse, the verse just can't stand up to it. So why bother? Just go right to the chorus and then take it away from that.
Can't Makes buy sense. Me love.
That comes out of the gates like
Berlin.
Just burling out like Seabiscuit. That's one.
So I can't even think of the verse on that. That is that a give me a diamond ring, my friend, make you sing a thing.
Yeah, that's pretty wicked verse. Yeah.
Money can't buy me love, right? See that girl, watch them shining sure. in the dance of your thing. There are so many. Give a little bit. Give a little bit. Give a little bit of my life to you.
Here's a 91 jam that we know that's a classic. Like, it was such a big hit that they just made a whole career out of it.
Let's hear it.
It's got the big, intense intro. As soon as you catch it? The... You look.
Oh, crazy. Seal?
Yeah.
Yes. It's a great song.
Oh, yeah. That's a massive song. Between this and Kiss from a Rose, he's like...
Which one's about the GAC?
I think it was the Kiss from a Rose one.
The GAC is the rose?
I think so. This one is just a straight up.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, everything about it is crazy, because the production at the time was pretty intense and technical and sounded wicked on huge speakers. And also just...
Crazy. Is that
the way that the way that the bass line stays kind of the minor vibes of the verse? It's still in the chorus.
I'm really into it.
You know what I mean? It doesn't get all major like everything else. It's pretty good stuff.
Are those real drums or a drum machine?
Drum machine.
Sweet Dreams Are Made Sonic, of This starts in the chorus.
Sonic masterpieces, like, what were you saying?
Sweet Dreams Are Made of This starts in the chorus.
Oh, yeah.
It's really interesting when you think about it this way. A lot of great songs. We Built This City by Starship starts in the chorus. We're Not Going to Take It by Twisted Sister. Who takes the time to make a list? You Give Love a Bad Name starts with the chorus? Sure.
Wow.
I love that someone takes the time to make a list of all the songs that start with the chorus.
Well, that's the internet for you. That's how it works.
The internet for
they
you,
like to collect information and Wikipedia back all over and throw a load on them.
Okay.
Of information.
Here are two games that Carol and I played this week that are actually pretty fun. Just we were driving to have a lunch date, and somehow they just kind of came about organically. The first is it's kind of a short game. It's more of a character study internally.
Sure.
And I'd be interested in all the buds answering this too. Maybe we'll start a thread or something. If you imagine someone talking about you and everything they say is favorable, but the one thing about Jeremy is blank. What do you think the thing people would say about you is? Like, everything's great. You're a great guy, fun to have around, all this stuff, cares about your family, all this stuff. But, you know, honestly, the one thing about Jeremy is, what do you think most people would say?
Sometimes I can be a little much or something like that.
Okay. It's kind of funny to think about, right?
Maybe I can fly off the handle pretty quick. Right? Like, I don't go from, like, you know, small angry to big angry. I go from 0 to 100. No! I'll take a break here.
And we're back.
Hello!
She's kind of choppy today, bud. I'll tell you what's going on. I was lucky enough to hire some people to come and detail the bus because it's going out on a rental. And it, you know, just needed a zhuzh. So the folks are here detailing the bus. And there's also someone here building a fence because we've never had a proper horse fence.
So now you got like five people there, like me in the summer last year.
Yeah, exactly. So it's through no fault of anyone's, but it's like, hey, sorry, where's the plug? Hey, do you have a ladder? Sorry, where's the hose? Yeah. Like, again, just totally trying to help and get it done. So
get the people just like that, like have to know something or else they're just standing there.
Well, exactly. And by the way, anyone who's like, can you help me do my job better, or I need this thing to do it better? Yeah, I love that. I'm all for it.
You mean like tips?
No, I mean like, hey, if you had a ladder, I could do a better job at the thing you hired me to do. Sure.
Yeah.
I have all the time in the world for that. It's just that's why it's been sort of barky and interrupty today.
I hear you.
So that's where we were. We were playing the, you know, Jared's a great guy, but if I had to say one thing,
it would be this. So now I already did me.
Well, but I didn't get to follow up because you said I'm a bit much sometimes, which is pretty vague, pretty broad. And you said I sometimes fly off the handle, which is not something I would say about you. So what do you mean by that?
Well, I don't know. Like in terms of I get angry easily. You know what I mean? So I think I probably get that from my dad's side. And it's controlling it is the, you know, the other thing is I do have a pretty good ability to control that. But it's like doesn't mean I'm not steaming inside.
Huh.
So I don't know. But yeah, be a bit much sometimes, just conversationally. I think the way my brain is, like it's hard for me not to finish a thought. So sometimes I might talk too much, you know?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I've been trying to employ the art of talking less recently. And I think it's because a lot of people talk a lot, and I'm probably one of them. And I've learned from my wife, who speaks when she has something to contribute or something interesting to say, but maybe not doesn't feel the need to fill the space.
Yeah,
like just so there's some kind of noise.
Well, there's the other side of that where sometimes I feel I don't talk enough, where I'm just like quiet for too long, or I don't explain myself, or if I'm not in a great mood, I don't say why, you know what I mean?
Mm.
But that's the other side of it, I guess, too, where sometimes for sure I should express myself more often. People around me would probably appreciate it.
I have gotten a lot better at communicating because Carol's really good at it, and there's no backspin on it or hidden agenda. It's refreshing to just say what's on your mind with no anger or venom, or just kind of express it. It's a good skill to have for sure. I would say.
So what about the if you know, Jonathan's amazing butt stuff? Or do we even know that about ourselves? Maybe those are the things we think we don't know, and it's others who can give us the answers.
Well, yeah, exactly. It would be interesting to hear Lisa and Carol's. Well, yeah, okay.
Because honestly, that's true. Like, it really is. Like, you don't know really what you're like all the time. And when you ask the question, you think you can just explain it, therefore solving it. You know what I mean? By explaining, which is actually not the case, because, you know, that's not how it is. So I think it's got more to do with, yeah, Carol and Lisa.
Definitely.
The full.
Well, it's actually, it's interesting because it's under the umbrella category of self-perception. And I think my self-perception of what I figure people's problem with me probably is I am not easy to pin down. So I'm not a great friend in the, we have lunch every Tuesday, I call to check in. Like I'm not reliable as a friend.
But, in terms of time.
Yeah, sometimes. But once the wheels come off the bus, if something's going on, if someone's in crisis, I'm a good person to have around and I'm there that way. But yeah, the ongoing but maintenance like of that. A friendship, I am not great.
I think that's why we get along so well, is because we're kind of both like that, where we're introverts to our world here. And like if the phone rings, we both jump like, oh my God,
like, oh, why?
I'm not answering that.
Who's calling me? God.
Yeah, right? That's, or even if someone knocks on the door, we all run away and hide. Like we're crazy here.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm definitely more like that than the other way around.
Same. And I think that would surprise people to learn about me. My work is very social, but my life is very not. I don't want to stay at your house. I don't want eight couples to go to Cancun. Like, that's not my scene at
all. Well, that's probably why, like, when you first run into you, you'll volley out, like, seven or eight things to get the other person talking.
Yeah. Right?
So there's no questions coming back.
Definitely.
You don't have to mention anything.
Yeah.
Or you'll give some fluff, right? Stuff that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Oh, man. Busted. Well, I was talking to my friend Blaine about this, who is also like this. And his move is, when if you bump into him, he's like, please, can we have lunch? Come on, man. I mean, this is ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. But he's saying it as he's backing away because he doesn't want to have lunch at all.
But he
makes plans that he doesn't intend of seeing through as a way of getting out of something. But I always say right to ditch is the most important quality in a friendship. Because those friends that are like, man, but for you said we might go to a movie on Thursday. You're like, yeah, I said that to get out of going to lunch on Monday. You don't understand.
Because you love hanging out, but like, you know, when it's like, okay, we'll hang out next week, and then all of a sudden 2 days, 3 days goes, it's like it seems like you just hung out.
Which is funny because you know what I mean? I would say generally
like a weekly hangout is quite a responsibility if you're doing that.
Yeah.
Every week.
And I know, like, Carol aside, of course, I'm able to commit to her. And I know all the uncertainty of my job as a freelancer, no problem. When I imagine, like, okay, I'm going to take a full-time gig and I'm going to get 2 weeks vacation a year, that freaks me out. So it is some type of, like, being pinned down. I don't like when you leave the dentist and they say, okay, you're due for a cleaning in 6 months. Do you want to book it now? I'm like, yeah. I don't know what I'm doing when I walk out the door.
I think the only way to pin me down for a once a week thing, it would have to be like golf or something.
Right.
Where it's like, I know it's kind of, I like it so much and I'm out and it's, you know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of like taking a walk a bit too and just being in a different environment, and that's important.
Well, it's like piggybacking a hang. Like, same thing. I would rather meet someone and go for a walk so it feels like at least I did something than sit in a coffee shop for a couple hours.
Yeah.
But this, sure. Like, hey, I'm going to buy you a coffee and pick your brain. Ugh.
Or no, let's,
I don't want my brain.
The other thing is, like, I'm not the guy who can go and vent about their scene. You know what I mean? Like, this happened to me, and this, all this stuff that's personal information about my life for, like, in a Starbucks for half an hour. That's not my scene.
Same.
I start feeling like if you're having kind of like a big discussion and it ends up being more a gossip than like talking, you know what I mean? Of like, maybe it's other people in your life and, you know, it's a story that's exciting to say, but at the end of the day, it kind of sounds like you're just, stepping on other people for your own purposes. So it's difficult to think, like, if you're sitting in a room for an hour a week with another person outside of your world.
What else are you going to talk about? Like, I've never thought about it quite like that, but if you're golfing, at least you're piggybacking a thing. Those are the ideal get-togethers. Like, I have to do this thing. Like you say, Jet comes over and helps you with putting the barbecue together. It's sort of a hang. You're kind of being productive. You have a few laughs. That's the perfect thing.
Yeah. Well, actually, that was another Jet, because I used Jet my whole life for his mechanical skills. I went over to his house, and he did the service on the Audi.
Yeah.
Because he has the, you know, all the information that you can. It'll show up on the next service. You know what I mean? Like the plugins information of like you're all set, the filters are all changed, and it's good for the next whatever 8,000 to 10,000 kilometers.
Great.
But you know, so he did all that in the garage, but hanging out, and we watched Jeopardy. We watched I think it was when the Raptors last game. So yeah, we had a good hang out of the night. But yeah, it was killing a bunch of birds.
Which is kind of nice, right? It's a multi-thing.
Yeah.
My work is so social. I love hanging out with the people at work and having a few yucks between takes and running jokes and finding out about people's lives and stuff. But then when I come home, I think I just want to be home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I would say that's especially one thing. I'm hard to pin down in that way. Like, man, you know, he's Dennis Ditcherson. He always bails on lunch. Like, that's a legit knock.
Yeah.
And that's true. And that's fair.
Don Baylor.
Yeah. I am Don Baylor. Don Baylor and Dennis Ditcherson making plans. We should really. That's probably a legit knock. And the other knock is
Gino
probably
Retta, Don Baylor. Oh, he's Don Baylor again.
There goes
he's
Don.
He's batting 280 and going into the playoffs like a rocket.
Batting 280 and ditching. Like he's on fire, bailing on everything. The other one probably is I take being liked too seriously. Maybe I care too much about being nice or you know.
Well, that I know, but you think about who's the most liked person you can think of. I think of John Candy. And that was kind of his mantra throughout life, was I just want people to like me.
Yeah.
So,
which happens a lot with performers.
Nothing wrong with that.
A lot of performers have that please like me thing. And I think I care much less than I used to about what people think of me, because I know, you know, especially when you do this job, a lot of people have preconceived notions about you, or they think based on characters you've played that they have a read on who you are. And as long as my girls like me, that's really all I care about.
Yeah, as long as the people around you that you keep close and respect.
Yeah.
If you keep that level going, that's cool.
I got into a verbal with a tenant, her boyfriend. Was trying to be noble and texting on her behalf and chirping me a little bit. And then that was his big from the top ropes. He was like, well, I've heard all over town you're not very nice. And it did stop
really?
In my tracks for half a second. I was like, oh, what? Okay, I'm not going to fall for this. I'm not going to bite. But yeah, in our exchange, I was
like text? This is a purely
text exchange, yeah. And, well, he called me. and said it isn't fair. And I was like, you know what's not fair is that I'm having to talk to you because I have no legal relationship with you. You're my tenant's significant other. So that's not fair if you want to start with what's not fair. So he hit me in a text exchange with, this isn't Mr. D, it's not funny.
Oh, man, yeah. That's got to be annoying.
Well, it's probably kind of weird when J-Rock is your landlord, too. But it doesn't come up often, but when it does, it's a bit weird.
But when you call your landlord J-Rock instead of his real name, that's a problem.
Also weird, yeah.
Yeah.
This gentleman did not do that. But I would say those are the two things. Hard to pin down and probably less so now, but probably over the years have cared too much about what people think.
I find when someone says something that's like either disrespectful or something that you think is like, okay, that's definitely, that's like a full-on insult. It's really easy for me to have that person fuck themselves out of my existence.
Definitely.
You know what I mean?
Oh, it's like if you're in a relationship. That's great. Yeah, perfect.
It's really easy to not care whatsoever.
Looking for ways to prune the friend tree. And I'm not...
Well, like if you're with it, if you had a girlfriend where you find out they don't like you, like that to me is like...
Perfect.
It kills everything. It's easy. Great. That means there's nothing there.
Well, that's so why I'm worrying. In a way, when you're breaking up, there's plate throwing, it's easier than if there's just like, I don't know, it's not perfect, but it's not bad. It's like a sprain versus a break. A break, everybody knows what you're doing. A sprain
I have one of those where it's like, I think I'm out of love. And I'm like, I think I am too. As soon as you said that, instantly, and like a relief and like a weight off my back.
But you didn't know until they said it out loud?
Well, it's kind of, you could feel it, and then it happened, and I was like, yeah, you're right. Let's stop this bullshit.
Yeah.
Right? That's good stuff when it's like that. It's so obvious, and there's no games, and it's, you know, it's really easy to not have a connection something when they don't care about you. It's like, well, perfect.
It's the best. It's
an easy unplug right there.
It's the best. There's a freedom that comes with not caring what people think, as long as you're not hurting anyone's feelings or being a D.
Yeah, that's everything. Like, instead of feeling bad or trying to make the person think differently, like, it's pointless to do that.
Yeah.
Like, it's really about, like, collecting. If, you know, maybe some people might have their feelings hurt by it, if it's, you know... Maybe it hasn't happened to them before. Or it's shocking. But, I mean, those are kind of things, those transitions are very important for learning and using those as a stepping stone to understand yourself better, to be able to just move on and, like, stop dwelling on anything that doesn't matter.
You might as well do what you want, buds. Because no one gets to the end of their life and says, oh, I'm glad I had all those lunches with that person whose company I didn't really enjoy.
Oh, man. There's nothing worse than hanging out with people that suck.
I'll say.
And I'm saying, like, because if someone doesn't care about when they're talking to you, it's kind of like, you're just like lobbying the ball over the net and it's just nothing to it on both sides. Yeah.
So I can't even think of anything to ask. That's when you know.
Do you know that Gary, he's really like treading water for an hour.
Yeah.
You know that Linda, she's really like just laying on your back and who's going to rescue me out of this lake?
Well, speaking of people whose company doesn't suck, bud, getting close to 300 hours of talking on the phone together.
Oh, I know.
And haven't run out of things to say yet. But we have run out of things to say for this time.
We're going to have some good 1992 jams on the next show.
Hashtag can't wait.
Hey, like that's some big new thing.
Yeah. Have a good Searity, bud.
Have a good weekend, bud.